Gary, another disappointment for you.
Yeah. First half. I don't know what to say. To be honest, just too many letters down. Too many. There's that fear thing again. Looks like people just not strong enough. You know, me and Mike just saying we've got a lot of young lads. Average a lot of young kids. And you can't give them confidence. The only thing that gives them confidence is doing the right things. And some of the things I see out there, I just can't believe.
Do you not feel Stourbridge were perhaps a good side, well organised, big stocky lads?
Yeah, the big side, they're organised. But how we defended? I mean, second half we've had it going, probably had far more ball than them, but do we look like scoring? Not really.
Have you ever made three substitutions at half time before?
No, could have made eight, couldn't I, really, if they allowed us. I mean, the penalty's a joke. I don't know what that's about. And we're still in the game, you know, we've got a little bit of momentum and, you know, the crowd, God bless them, I mean, they had to put up with a load of crap again, but, you know, they did get behind us and we got on the front foot and we were the better side, but never looked really like scoring. And the penalty, well, I don't know. I thought the ref didn't give us a thing all day. The ref was useless again.
I think it was for a foul, the penalty.
Yeah, but the ball was at the keeper's feet when he blows. The kid's 15 yards from the ball.
Yeah.
We've got bigger problems than that, but I think when things aren't going well, everything goes against you. And I think he's looking up to be sent off because I think he's had a go at the ref afterwards, but it was poor.
That's
again.
The goalkeeper?
No, I think Ryan Allison was looking up to get sent off. I think he's had, after being booked, he had a right go at him. Thought he was going to send him. It's poor. Me and Boots just have a quick chat there at a loss of how it's gone, like it's gone. When 10 days ago we won 4 on the bounce. And then we have a shocker against Northwich. Blythe, the player got sent off, and that was tough against us up there, massive trip and stuff. Second half, we did okay with 10 men. But today, it's not acceptable anyway.
Is it right Adam Jones has left the club?
Yeah, Adam Jones has gone.
Any reason for that?
Yeah, he's gone. Not going to talk about it, really.
And you've got a new signing in there today, Jordan Snowden. He's related to the famous Snowdens,
isn't
he?
Yeah, Ian's his dad. He's coming in a difficult time today. He doesn't really play where we played him. We just changed it and went for it.
Where have you got him from?
Well, he last played at Matlock, but he's been done all pre-season with Tranmere and played with Tranmere. So we got him in today for the numbers. You know, we've lost that young Elliot's gone back. And with the non-numbers
Harrison,
at the minute.
Yeah,
with the numbers at the minute. But lots of hard work, mate. And, you know, maybe we'll have to change more people than I thought, because I think some of them have had more than enough chances now. So disappointing for the supporters. You know, it's just not good times at the minute.
And finally, there's been a lot of talk about this FA Cup thing. I know that's to do with the secretary rather than you, but anything you can say about the Northwich
situation? Not really. I don't really know an awful lot about it. You know, Northwich, if they go out, they'll be a little bit unfortunate, I suppose. Yeah, we'd take it. We'd tell you what, if we perform like that, who's saying? And we had to play Blackpool. I don't know who I'd fancy the most with performances like that. Like I said, some of them, you know, we work with them in training, we know that they're technically good, and yet they go on there and they just freeze and just dig a hole. And I don't know. I'm at a loss, mate. But
maybe you have to get Scott McNiven's sports psychologist back.
Yeah, I've said it before, you know, the old things, and I'll take the rap, the old things down to me. So, you know, I've got to work hard and try and solve the puzzle. But it's. To say we're inconsistent is an understatement, I think.
Thanks.